With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In Minnesota earlier today, two police officers and one medic shot and killed at a domestic abuse call. That in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville, a gunman was later shot and killed by police. President Biden's job approval numbers remain very low. Here's George Williams with the latest.
According to the end-of-week average at RealClearPolitics.com, Mr. Biden's job approval is only 40.1%. That's more than 5 points lower than former President Trump's average of 45.3% on a same-day comparison of their first terms. Separately, 538.com's average has Mr. Biden's approval at only 39.4% at the end of last week. On that same site, Mr. Biden's trend remains flat near 40% as it has since August 2022. Historically, incumbents whose approval was at this low level at this point in their fourth year were former Presidents Trump, George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Gerald Ford, all of whom were defeated in their respective attempts for a second term. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, a Republican opponent of new U.S. funding for Ukraine has argued at an international security conference the package stuck in Congress wouldn't, quote, fundamentally change the reality on the ground, and that Russia has an incentive to negotiate peace. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance says the problem in Ukraine is that there is no clear end point, and the United States doesn't make enough weapons to support wars in Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and potentially East Asia. NASCAR postponing the opening Daytona 500 until Monday morning, that because of 2 days of hard rain at Daytona. This is SRN News. 40 Days for Life is underway.
Twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, the pro-life campaign organizes prayer vigils outside abortion clinics all across the U.S. Every year, things happen. Women decide not to have abortions. Clinic workers quit their jobs. And occasionally, a clinic closes altogether. The movement went international a few years ago, now involving more than 650 cities in the U.S. and abroad. To find a vigil in your neighborhood, just visit 40daysforlife.com. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another. The new report by the International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. ICC points out to a number of attacks against Christians. This is SRN News. Federal investigators pushing for better cockpit voice recorders.
The investigators are pointing to limits of the device on the jetliner that suffered a door panel blowout last month over Oregon. The National Transportation Safety Board says the Federal Aviation Administration should require all current planes to have recorders that can capture 25 hours of audio. That would be up from the current standard of 2 hours.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. 2 years after California launched an effort to keep organic waste out of landfills, the state is behind on getting food recycling programs up and running. Spokesman says 75% of communities are currently collecting organic waste from homes, adding it is difficult to change people's longstanding behavior quickly. Some communities have faced delays setting up the original organic waste hauling contracts. More details at SRNNews.com.